Okay. The mission on the bottom there, we'll pick it up, I guess. Beshama Yomim, Bo Erev, Kol Odom Yate, V'yikro. When you're laying Krishma Shal Erev, you have to lean. U'baboike Yamut, when you say Krishna in the morning, you have to stand. Shenemar, U'vshoch B'chov Kumecho. We'll see, Beshama takes it literally. When you're lying down, when you're standing up. U'beisil Omrim, Call Adam Kari Kedarko. Doesn't matter what position you're in. Shenemar, Uvlechtecho Vaderech. You can even do it when you're walking. Or in Kein Loma Nema of Shofov Kumecho. What does Shofov Kumecho mean? The truth is, we know the answer to that. That's how you know the Zman. Okay, the question would be, what did Beshame say here? What are we saying here? Mishosh Bnei Adam Shaykh, Mishosh Bnei Adam Bonaz. However, you learned that as we've learned. Okay. He was traveling once. It was Christmas evening, and he leaned over. He was machmir, quote unquote, like Beshamai. It was not a wise thing to do. I got myself in trouble. He went against Beisila. That's not a wise thing to do. You got yourself in trouble. Okay, let's see. Bigger more. Bishlemo Beis Hillel. Yeah, Beis Hillel is a very strong guarantee. Come a farsha tamayu. They explain what they said. He can do it in any position. V'let chavaderech. V'taymed the Beis Shammai. And they answered Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai came at him with B'shof Kumecha. Beis Hillel says, what do you mean B'shof Kumecha? We just spent the last week dealing with B'shof Kumecha. I don't do a position. I do a time. El Beis Shammai, my time alarm is Beis Hillel. What does Beis Shammai hold? Shammai is a riddle of this. Amri lo Beis Shammai. If you were right that Uvshoch of Kumecha didn't mean lying down and sitting down, like I mean just time, name a crow, that should say, it's the reverse, it should say Bo'erev u'baboyka, not Baboyka Bo'erev, but that's not important. Baboyka Bo'erev. My Bishoch of Kumecha, Zalimar Zog in the morning, Yedi let the Chuy Mershay. Ella what? It says Shom Kumecha, Bishash Shiva, Shiva Mamish, Bishash Kimo, Kimo Mamish. Now, this is a pella. What did Beis Shammai just say? If it meant the time, it would have said Baboyka or Ba'erev. First of all, how are you going to get Zman Krishma? You need Shoch Vukumecha, Zman Kimo Zan Shchiva. It would say Baboyka or Ba'erev. We got Erevs up here. Let's go Baboyka. What does Baboyka mean? Baboyka means, we'll have the Gemara in Tehillas HaShacha. Baboyka either means till noon or till 4 hours on the day. Zman Krishma is 3 hours on the day. How could Beis Shammai have said, it could have said Baboyka? It's a Pela von Azach. Everybody is working very hard, very hard. A good answer nobody has. That's la, the Shakasari, all the Gdele Achronim. The simplest way, in my opinion, of their systems is the Tzlach. It says twice in Krishna Shokhov Kumecha, in the first parsha, in the second parsha. Beshem says, of course you need of Shokhov Kumecha for the Zman Shchim Tzamech. But the second time, why did it have to say Shokhov Kumecha? Let in the second parsha say Baboyka Ba'erev. I'll know what it means. I know from the first parsha. The Torah said it the second time to tell me it means lying down and standing up. It's not the best teretz you'll see because we're going to discuss later that second parsha really talk about Krishna. But in my opinion, it's the simplest way to go right here. The Tzlach and the Nachlas Dovid go down to it. Now, good. That's Beis Shammai. Good. But how does Beis Shammai answer Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel says, how can you tell me you have to be lying at one point or standing? It says Blech Chabad Derech. You could even be moving along. What do they do with Belech Tchob HaDerech? So now we have a little long excursion here. So let's break a parenthesis. Now we'll get back to this in a second. From here we learn that Oisik B'mitzvah potem in HaMitzvah. We'll see in a second how we do it. Okay? Now Chosin is an interesting case over here. We're talking about a Chosin who's marrying a Psula. Now, what's his Oisik B'mitzvah? He's not really Oisik B'mitzvah yet. We'll have it later. He's Torah, what the Gemara calls B'machsheves Be'ila. Will Shvi Psula? Won't Shvi Psula? Whatever it means, I never quite got it too clear myself. But it's a step down from Oisik B'mitzvah. Because Oisik B'mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah. Correct? Chosin is what they call Tirda de Machshova B'mitzvah. So you need two psukim. Okay, whatever. It's basically the idea of Oisik Mitzvah Potter Man Mitzvah. Mikan Omru, Hakoinis is a Psula Potter, Vesalmon Achayim, it is an Oisik with Besul. My Mashma, how do you see from here anything Oisik with Mitzvah Potter Man Mitzvah? What's going on over here? Omra Popo, Ki Derech. It says, Lech Chova Derech. Ma Derech Rishus. Generally speaking, you're going somewhere. You're going, especially this time of year, going on vacation. It's afkol rishus. So we're telling you that when are you chayiv in Krishma? When you're going on your merry way. But if you're doing a mitzvah zach, then you take a part to make Krishma. Says the Gemara, that's not a limud. Who said derech means rishus? There are derech of mitzvahs too. You could be going on a way to do mitzvah. What do you see in the word derech? That you're going necessarily to rishus. Milo yaskina in the gozal tzvah mitzvah. Who said that? Maybe it means baderech and you're going on that mitzvah. Vafilo achiyam rachmona likrei. Zog the Gemara, imkein lichtoiv rachmona b'shevet, forget about derech. We're telling you a little bit different. Lichtoiv rachmona b'sheves u'beleches. Why does it have to say b'shif techo u'vlech techo? You're sitting, you're going. Say b'sheves u'beleches. My b'shif techo u'vlech techo? B'sheves didoch, b'leches didoch. When you're in your sitting, you're going, meaning you're doing it for your own purposes, then who the mechayves? Then there's a mitzvah krishma. Ha the mitzvah, but if you're going in a sheves of mitzvah, lomazog, or leches of mitzvah, or a shiva of mitzvah, whatever it is, you could go on all of them really, petiris. So from b'shivtcha, from these psukim, we learn the musik of oisik b'mitzvah, potah ben ha-mitzvah. And we need two of them. We need one for actually oisik b'mitzvah, what we call, and one for chosim. So interesting case, where he's torud b'machsheves ha-mitzvah. Not doing anything right now. He's torud b'machsheves ha-mitzvah. Oh, frek de gemara, I hochi, that what? That tear the pot is, see, the gemara made a mistake. The gemara missed a step here a little bit. I hochi. So now you're telling me that chosin is potter because of mitzvah, right? It's like a mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah. You need both, though. High torid. It's like interesting how the Gemara is going. You know, the Gemara starts like this. If it's the fact that he's about to do a mitzvah, so he's thinking about the mitzvah, he's supposed to do psul amon. Either way, it's a mitzvah to get married here. Ihochi, I feel kenis salmon and nami. Kenis salmon should also be part. He's about to do the same mitzvah. I mean, same mitzvah getting married, same mitzvah peri, whatever it is over there. So I'm going to high torah, high low torah. Yeah, I mean, just the fact that I'm going to do a mitzvah in 5 minutes doesn't bother me. Either I have to be an oisik b'mitzvah, or I have to be a torud. So someone who's marrying a psula, well, he has torah b'machshev as a psula. But a kind of salmona, he's not doing anything, he's not thinking about anything. There's no tear. Oh, so now the Gemara jumped the other way. The Gemara thought what's pattering the chosin is the fact that he's torud alone. So torud patterns from a mitzvah. Like a lot of people are torud. I mean, even from tear though, no, I feel tovus finos b'yam nami. Just lost his zechleis. The market just fell. You know, when was it? October 29. The whole business went, the bottom went out. He's got a torrid person. He's got his whole wealth on the boat. The boat just went down. He's a torrid also. Let's pater him from Krishma. You tell me, tear that the fact that the guy is very worried does pot out. You'll tell me, maybe a torrid is like a potter. Alom omer babar amzavdo. Omer rav. Ovel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah samur is b'toyra. In Ovil, even though he's torrid, he's got worried, he's got a lot of things on his mind, he's chayvin all the mitzvahs. Chutz min ha-tfilin. Ovil, the first day, doesn't put on tefillin. Sharei nema bohem pe'er. Tefillin is called pe'er. Shenema pe'eroch chavoish olecho. Shem, when he's talking to Yecheskel, says, put on your pe'er, meaning put on your tefillin. From this we see that tefillin is called pe'er. And as Rashi explains in many places, an Ovil is miskoilel, he's rolling, he's in his betzairo, in the offer. You can't put pe'er tachas efer. It's passage on an ovil to say pe'er. Of course, he's putting him in a tefillin, not our problem. But he's chayven all the mitzvahs, that's a torud. You see, tirda alone doesn't part. What are you telling me, tirda? So the answer is, how's a tirda to the mitzvah? How's a torah tirda to the reshus? In other words, it's both. A chosin's pot, a kain's a psula's pot, and a krishma, because he's torah b'machsheves mitzvah. You need both. You need mitzvah, you need tirda. So if you have the mitzvah without tirda, you chayv, like kain's salmon. If you have tirda without mitzvah, that's your problem. I mean, get yourself settled and go do what you got to do. Tirda shel mitzvah is the posuk here. So b'kitzer, a long route, and I'll get back to where we started. The problem was like this. Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah that from Uvlech to Chovaderach, they saw that there's no specific position for Krishna. You can't tell me that B'Krishma Shel Arvin you have to lie down, and B'Krishma Shel Shabbos you have to stand up, because it says Blessed Tovah Derech. So you see, you could even be moving. We're going to learn later, not in the first pasuk, but you could be moving. Oh, so the problem was, what does Beis Shammai do with Uvlecht Chavaderz of Beis Shammai? What do you mean? I use that for Oisei B'mitzvah, Pata B'namitzvah, for the second din. I need two psukim over there. One for Oisei B'mitzvah, one for Chosah. So Uvlecht Chavaderz is taken. Now, the next line of the Gemara goes out. The simple is just to take it out, because we're now up to Beis Hillel. The ball just moved into Beis Hillel's court, because at this point, Beis Hillel's got a problem. Beis Hillel certainly agrees with this din of Oisik B'mitzvah. There's no question about that. So that means he's using Vlecht Chavad Derech for that. So how could Beis Hillel have said in the Mishnah, Uvlecht Chavad Derech is what clues me in that it is no specified position for Krishna? Ubeis Hillel Amre, Memele Shamin and Mino, Tafil Derech Navikar. You're right. Avada use Uvlecht Chavad Derech for Oisik Mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah. But whatever it is, it's not a limud, it says Uvlecht Chavad Derech. That Shami, you know, Memela, that comes out Memela from the words of the Torah. It says, Avlech Chavad Derech. Good, Avlech Chavad Derech happens to be telling me your Derech, and I say, but mitzvah, that's mitzvah, is Potter, but the Maisa, it says when you're walking, you say Krishma. So I see from there, you don't need a specific position. And that's the Vadala Haloch. Statement of Basil Beshama, I give it with Basilil. Tana Rabbona. Vesilel Omrim, exactly that. Oimdim Vikoirim, you can stand and say Krishma. Yoshim Vikoirim, you can sit and say Krishma. Matin Vikoirim, you could be Mata. You know, Beshame said at night, you have to be Mata. Not wrong if you're Mata, according to Vesilel. It's you do whatever you want, basically. Hoyuchin Baderech, Vikoirim. What's the word? Oiskim Bimelachton, Vikoirim. We'll see again, the Gemara will qualify that later. In the first pasuk, not because you have to have kavona, and we come back to that later. Umaisa be Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. It's an interesting story here. Shem esubim be makim echot. V'hoyer Rabbi Shmuel muto. Rabbi Shmuel was leaning, lying down. How did they teach muto? Leaning, lying down was
lying down.
Okay, good. He didn't lie down special for Krishna. He was lying down. Great. Okay. Reb Loza ben Azariah Zokov, he was standing. Kaven Shigi as man Krishma. It was Krishma Shal Marvis. So now what should be the din? One of them is lying, Reb Shimon's lying, as long as I'm standing. Lefi Beis Shammai, you gotta lie down. So Reb Loza ben Azariah should lie down. According to Beis Hillel, nobody has to do anything. Nobody has to do anything. Hito Reb Loza, Reb Loza bedafka lie down. Now that's a strange thing to do. It's very similar to Ptah from the Mishnah. He seems to be going out of his way to do like Beis Shammai, which generally speaking is a no-no by us. Okay. V'zokav Rabbi Shmuel. He lied down, he stood up. Now, Rabbi Shmuel has to be understood. There's no need to stand up. Even if you're like Beis Hillel, you don't lie down. But if you were lying down, every soul just said, Matan V'kairin. You don't have to stand up. So we know exactly what either of them did here exactly. Omer lo Rabbi Loza ben Azar yil Rabbi Shmuel. He gives him a poetic zag. Yishmuel Ochi. Hi, my dear brother Yishmuel. Emshalach Moshel. I'll give you a Moshel and what you just did. It's kind of a short in this Moshel game into Rashi, though. Moshel Echo Sha'imim Lo, Skon Chomogudl. One guy says to the other guy, Skon Chomogudl, you have a beautiful beard. A beard like that doesn't grow on trees, you know what I mean? It's such a beard. Omar Lahem, when he told him that, he said, Yeh Kenegan Amashchisim. Let this beautiful beard of mine go to the razors and to the what do you call it? To the zilin razor, shave it off. That's the marshal to you, Rabbi Shmuel. I understand. You're laying down. I'm standing up. As soon as I lay down like you stand up. That's the marshal. It's like I'm telling you, you're so nice. Your beard is so nice. Cut it off. You're doing a nice thing. You're laying down. I'm joining. No, you stand up. What's the tzadok? All the time that I was standing, Atomuto, you're lying. I joined you in the lying down. Atozakafto, you got up. What's going on here? Omalo. So I'm sure answer is very good. You have tightness on me. I did like Beis Hillel. You did like Beis Shammai. Now, we have to be careful here. It's not exactly like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel never said you got to get up. No such Beis Hillel. Basil says, if you're standing, you don't have to lie down. He never said you're lying down, you got to get up. He didn't say that. He says, but Ferich, you can lie down and say Krishma. Continues Rabbi Shmuel. He says, Aleph, I don't know what you're giving Mishalim. I did like Basil, you did like Bashamai. You're a question mark here. Veloyoid. Eloshemo Yiru Hatalmidim. Maybe the Talmidim, I would have remained lying. Maybe the Talmidim would have seen. V'yikvu alocha l'dayris. And they would have paskin l'dayris, meaning that you have to lie down. My veloyoid. What's his second thing? He said a good thing. He defended himself. I'm like my silly. Once I'm like pills, you're not cautious on me. So I'm exactly that. What do you mean? You say you do like pills. There's nothing. Basil didn't say it. Get up. V'chi tema basil el nami islahu matin. Basil also says you can be matin. What do you mean doing like basil? Hani mili de mate ve'osa me'ikoro. If you're slying me'ikoro, you were lying down and came shkrishma, avada basil says you can continue lying down. Aval hocho, Kevin that hashta havis zokif, you were standing up. The hashta moved and you went down. You did like Beishamah. You clearly are doing like Beishamah. If I would have remained lying down, which betzim is okay, it would have looked to the Talmidim that I'm agreeing with you. And they might have come out with the mistaken conclusion that you got to do like Beishamah. In a normal case, I was lying down, I might have remained lying down, but you were standing and lying down. You clearly did a mice like Beishamai. If I had to make a protest, so to speak, if I'd remain lying, then I'm agreeing with what you did. They would have said, Rishal Gepaskim Beishamai. I'm Rishmami no Kebeishamai Svirlu. Shema Yerma Yura Talmidim Yikwa Locha Ludavis. One thing he's saying, you're wrong, you know, it's. You did like Beis Shammai. I did like Beis Hillel. Right? 1 second. And here I have to go out of my way. Yeah, okay, yeah, it is pretty much, yeah.
Explaining why he got up, even though we said Beis Hillel doesn't have to get up.
Right, yeah, it's true. Here's his point. It is really like one thing. The reason he got up is Shammai equal to Dairus. You should have dropped off. Yeah, points. It's not really two independent statements here on what he did. Tony Rebbe Cheskel. You can do whatever you want. Rebbe Yosef Omar. Now, this itself is a very strange thing here, because since when would anybody say, what's the talk about? Of course, Rabbi Yosef is right. Well, what does it mean? Why would anybody think? We never say such a thing. It just points out that, again, here, don't forget, Beshamah is Machmir. And according to Beis Hillel, there's nothing wrong, really, with doing like Beshamah. That's Beis Hillel. A person is standing and he lies down to say Krishma, Beis Hillel should have no problem with that. Beis Hillel just says you don't have to lie down. So one could say, there's no reason here not to chaperayim b'shamay. Why not? I'm standing by Ma'ariv. Comes Krishma. Why shouldn't I lie down? Kohen Beis Hillel, nothing wrong with that. I don't have to. I'm asking. Nothing wrong with that. Beis Shammai says, I got to lie down. What? Yeah, it's a good day. So why not be machal Beis Shammai? And Rabbi Yosef says, no. When you come to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we don't do like Beis Shammai. Even though here there's kimat no reason not to. But the Kshrein explained, that's good for the reason not to. Because in Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we're very afraid that people will think you're passing on Beis Shammai. And that we don't want. So even though here there's, in a way, nothing lost by going like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel basically agrees with Beis Shammai. But you have the danger that he basically said. We don't want people being machmel on Beis Shammai because it could come out looking that you're passing the Beis Shammai. And then people will think the din is like Beis Shammai. Now you'll ask me, what's so terrible? So let people think the din is like Beis Shammai. Baito, who cares? So everybody will think that if you're standing, you got to lie down, and in the morning you got to stand up. So what's so terrible? But there could be a theoretical michshul. Because let's say I'm lying down and doing it, I can't stand up. So one would deduce, I don't have to say Krishma. That's not true. Yeah, okay, no chanami, but in Beis Hamikdash we're very touchy. Now, the Gemara is going to prove the proof is not an easy proof either. This is not. Misha Yeroshi Veruba Besuka Vishulchon B'tol Chabayis. Okay? He is basically sitting in the sukkah. But the shulchan he's eating off of is in the house. Veshamai Poislam B'Silam Machshirim. Veshamai made a gzeira here. We're afraid you'll be Nimshach Acha Shulchonai. The table's in the house. I'm in the sukkah. I'm okay, basically. I'm eating in the sukkah. But the person's nature is to be Nimshach Acha Shulchonai. So he'll lean over. He'll go to the side of the table. So mainly apostles. Okay. Beisilo Machshirin. Beisilo don't have that gzeira. You're in the sukkah. You're in the sukkah. Okay. Omulem Beisilo LeBeshamai. Maise Shaholchu. There was a. Beisilo bring a raya there, right? Because there was a maise when the zik the Beshamai, the original Beshamai Beisilo people Levakar Reb Yochanan and Achurnis. They went to visit Reb Yochanan and Achurnis. Mitzo'u. They found him in this matzah. Shei Roishu Verubo Besukkah Vishulchanu B'toch Habayis V'lo Omeloklum. They didn't say anything. So apparently it's okay. And Zik Nebeshamik, everybody was there, nobody said anything. So apparently it's okay, like we say, if you're in the bias and the table's in the house, no problem. Says Beshama, you're misreporting the story. That's not what happened over there. Omla Mishom Raya, bring me Raya. Didn't say anything. They did say something. Not only did they say, they said something very serious. Omla Mishom Raya, Afheim, they told him right away. Im Keno Yisa Noyeg, if this how you always, when Noyeg on Sukkis, Lekiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. You never Makai Mitzvah Sukkah. Is loyosav loy klum. Now, it begins a very strange thing over here because we're trying to prove that when you machma like Beis Shammai, is loyosav loy klum. Here, you're showing me loyosav loy klum when they were makel like Beis Hillel. They were machma, he was makel over here. The point of the Gemara is the tzad that Reb Cheskel had here is that you can be machma like Beis Shammai. So what are you proving to us? It's a strange proof. Here being, Beshame is saying, if you make like Beis Hillel, it's like Kiyamtim, it's a Sukkah Miyamecha. That's not what we're trying to prove over here. A very difficult piece of Gemara here. It Tysus learns like this. The proof is like this. Just like over there, what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Achurnas over? And what did he do wrong? Even in Beshame, Beis Hillel didn't do anything, but even in Beshame, what did he do wrong there? Be'etzem didn't do anything wrong. Beis Shammai agrees he ate in the sukkah. So when you look, you have the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Because you were over on a gzeira. If you're over on a gzeira, even though be'etzim you ate the sukkah, but you shouldn't have, and you did in the way you did it in the way you shouldn't have, then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. It takes off the whole mitzvah. What do you think about it? It's a big chiddush. What do you mean, look, you have the mitzvah sukkah? I could have said, I didn't say, you're over and he said, the rabbonot. The rabbonot said, don't eat in the sukkah with your table in the house because you might get schlepped. So I did it. So what's binich instead? Ben danavarian, din lusa chazal, you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Let's say the mayor of the chiddush. That you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So too we understand that when you do like Beis Shammai, even lechumra, but you did something you shouldn't do, because in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai we don't want you being machmir like Beis Shammai, because you come out that michshol, it is also I don't say you did something bad. Like osav aloy klum. It's a very interesting thing here because in sukkah lemoshel, this case, and we haven't the pasuk in this gzeirah. We in this case pasuk like Beis Shammai, complicated word. We have the pasuk Beis Shammai here. We have this gzeirah. So what's the din? A guy eats in the sukkah v'shulchanu b'teich abayis. What's the din? Look, kiyamta mitzvah sukkah. You're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. What does that mean? Midrabbanan, you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Or midoraisa, you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Tosfos says in sukkah, you're not mekayim midoraisa mitzvah sukkah. The Chazal have bekoichom to take over the midoraisa. You did nothing wrong whatsoever. The bekoichom have bekoichom to be mafkia the mitzvah midoraisa. Tremendous chiddush. This Tosfos is not clear what he means. The Tosfos sukkah says it clearly. That you're not even a kind of mitzvah deraisa, which would follow. That means if someone, if you follow to the Gemara, if someone in Krishna Shalav is sitting and he lies down, he wasn't a kind of Krishna in a Torah. The people laying him in a Torah to Krishna. Okay. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Moskid Rebbe Shammai words like Osklum Chay Misa, like the Mishnah basically. The son of Rav Tavani Yisib Obedev he tastes like Osklum Rebbe Shammai. Can't be that's me. I list them. I'm like I eat loch batzcha shovar tal Rebbe Silla. B'shachem avoy shteim lefoneu, the two brachas before Yetzirah and Avarabo. We'll soon see. I say I have a rabbi because I have an Ashkenaz, but then so far people say I have a soilim. But I'm machloek in the Gemara right now. V'achas lachre gual Yisrael uboer mafon shleim lefonel. That's Amarav Arovim, and if I'm there, everybody says I have a soilim. Ushleim lachre at night we have gual Yisrael, and we have Ashkivein. Okay, the Mishnah becomes very sticky how you read the Mishnah. Achas aruka v'achas, so we'll go to Tosis the way Rabbi Yoin understood it. Achas aruka v'achas k'tzora. Period. That's a statement. That's referring to the bracha of Gol Yisrael at night, meaning Emes ve'emuna. We're going to see later in the Gemara, there were two noschoyes in Emes ve'emuna. One was the way we have it, which we call long, and one was a shortened version. When they didn't say Parashas Tzitz, we'll get to it later. So the Mishnah is just saying, it's referring back to one of the achreos as Emes ve'emuna, whether it's long or whether it's short, because sometimes it's long and sometimes it's short. That's what Tosfos learns. Now, period. Now we come to a new thing in the Mishnah. Again, we use lekatz and laharik, but it has nothing to do with this aruk and ktsor. There's two types of brachas. There's probably more, but for our purposes, there'll be two. One we call a bracha aruk, one we call a bracha ktsor. What's a bracha ktsor? Bichas hamitzes, bichas haperachas, very prior eights. That's ktsor. Why? It has a psichas baruch and no chasimas baruch. A bracha aruka, deraklal, will have a psichas baruch and a chsimas baruch, like the first bracha in Ma'ariv. It starts baruch atu Hashem and it ends baruch atu Hashem, amariv harovim. That's your standard bracha aruka. Is mokim sheomru laharich, where the chazal gave it a matbeya of an aruka, meaning a psichas baruch with a chsimas baruch, eino rashoy lekatze. You're not allowed to change it and make it into a shortman. Ma'ariv, you'll just say, and you won't finish your baruch. You can't do that. Lekatzer, what he said, lekatzer. Look, the bottom tell you, it's going to be chesperis, bichas hamitzvahs. You'll decide to make a long baruch. Baruch ato Hashem, alekeinu melech, haylom, boirei priyakov, baruch ato Hashem. It's very nice, but you can't do that. You just turn the bracha ktsora into a bracha aruka. That's kemenishton. Okay? Mogim she'omu laharich in rashoy lekatze. Lekatze, when they made it, what we call a matbeya ktsora, in rashoy laharich. Now the mission explains itself. It's again, very not an easy mission, what's going on. It seems to repeat itself. This is Rabbeinu Yoin learns Rabbeinu Tam. It's now explaining itself. What did I mean by when it's short, you can't make it long? When it's long, you can't make it short. I meant lachtoim, when I told you to make it, mogim shom lach means when I told you to make a chasimo. Ein rashoy shaloy lachtoim, because that makes it a ktsora. What did I mean when I said lekatze ein rashoy laharich, where I told you shaloy lachtoim, you have no right to make a chasimo. May mevorech, what bracha do you make in the morning? Om Rabbi Yankov, Rabbi Yeshio, yoytzer or uvoy rechoshech. Okay? Now that happens to be a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shtei Dalton, yoytzer or uvoy rechoshech. Let's get it straight. We say yoytzer or uvoy rechoshech, sholom berias hakoil. In the pasuk it says, yoytzer or uvoy rechoshech, oyse sholom uvoy ra. So frankly, what I say, yoytzer or uvoy rechoshech. Now we're talking in the morning, right? This is the morning. Yoytzer amoyres. What are you hakarai chosheh? Who's busy with chosheh here? V'leima yoytzer or uvoy noiga. Also another word for light. Yesterday's haftarah, vein noiga loy. We had it a couple of days ago in the Gemara also. Because I want to say the posuk say yoytzer uvoy rechoshech. So I finished the posuk. Frank the Gemara, you're not saying the posuk. Elameyato yoytzer sholom uvoy re es hakoil. Miku Amrina Kiddushiv? You're not saying like the posuk. I mean, what are you bringing Choshech in the morning for? Say Yotzer or Bore Noiga. You tell me you want to go like the posuk. The posuk says Yotzer or Choshech. Yeah, but you finish up. I say Yotzer or Choshech. I say Shalom Beres Hakol. You're not going up be the posuk. So I'm back to my question. Why did you bring a Choshech in the morning? What's Choshech do in the morning? Eliksiv Ra Ukrinan Hakol. Lishnamalia. You don't want to say Ra, you said Hakol, Hokanami, Lema Noiga, Lishnamalia. We have to say dark, say light. Elonai. We're talking about something else. We bedafka want to mention Choshech in the morning. Eloma Robo, Kidelahaski, Midas Yoim Balailo, Umidas Lailo Bayoim. Fakir. We want Midas Lailo Bayoim, and we want Midas Yoim Balailo too. Bishlo Midas Lailo Bayoim, Kidamina Yetzer Ber Choshech. Elamidas Yoim Balailo, where do you have the Yoim mentioned in the Ma'ariv Brochus? Now, why do we want Midas Choshech Bayoim and Midas Or Balayla. What are we after over there? Explains Rabbeinu Yoin, Epsatayz Rabbeinu Eliyot Sofas, they all bring him, because the Gemara, there's a Gemara in Chulin about a certain Apikoyus, Ahum Mino. He said to Rebbe, Mishabora Or, Lobora Choshech. Mishabora Choshech, Lobora Or, Shanema Yetzer, Vari Choshech. He decided from that pasuk Yitzer or very Chayshet that there's two Yitzim Chas V'Sholem. He says if you were right, it should have said Yitzer or Uchayshet. What's that mean? Yitzer or Borei Chayshet? And don't say Rishu Yis Chas V'Sholem. Is Lahoytzim Milibom that it shouldn't look? So in the morning we'll say Yitzer, at night we'll say talk about Chayshet. It'll look Chas V'Sholem like there's two Rishu Yis. No, we always put them together. Al Kain Onu Omer Midas Yoyim Balayim Minis Laila Bayoyim Lahoydia Sheboyre Echad Borako. Okay. That's the first bracha in the morning. What's the second bracha in the morning? V'idach mahi? Om Rabbi Yonah Shmuel, Abba Rabba. Oh, we didn't say Ashkenaz mention. V'chein ha'vi le'i Rebbe Lozal v'pidoz b'rei, Abba Rabba. Tanya nami hochi, enem Abba Salem, el Abba Rabba. V'rabona nami, Abba Salem. V'chein hu'om, I bring the posuk, v'Abba Salem haftich, alkei mishach tichosed. So we have a machloikis Abba Rabba with Abba Salem. Zog tap toisvis, und the Rosh, as they pass in the Ramo, and all of the Nusra Ashkenaz mention. Hilchot Takino Loma B'Shachus Abba Rabba U'Barvus Abba Soilim. We split a Machlekes Abba Rabba and Abba Soilim. So that's how we do it. We do it, and that's the Ramos Pesach, and that's the Nushach Ashkenaz. But the Rif, the Rambam, they pass in Abba Soilim. That's the Bechabe Paskins in Simsam Abba Soilim, and that's the Nusach Sfar. They say always Abba Soilim. What? I don't know. What did I say on Shabbos? Oh, the Sfar say Abba Rabba on Shabbos? What? Oh. You gotta sit there. I don't know. Okay. What? They switch on Shabbos? Anybody on Saturday? You're a Sfarad man, Shabbat, no.
Sfarad says Musa Hachar.
It says Musa Hachar. It says Musa Hachar. It says Musa Hachar. Right. Okay. Musa Hachar. Musa Hachar. I plead innocence. Innocence and ignorance, both. I daven svar against the vork. I'm stuck in the shtibach Shabbos and I'm sorry. I try anyway. Okay. Omer b'yudam Shmuel. A new zach now. Now come to Birchas HaTorah. Omer b'yudam Shmuel. Hishkim l'shanois ad shelo kora krishma. A person wants to learn before he says krishma. He has to say Birchas HaTorah. Before you learn, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Tzorich levorich. We're out from, it's like someone jumps to a new thing. We're not talking about Brochus Krishma, I'm talking about Birchas HaTorah. Mishek, this is a Kiddush. Mishek Koro Krishma. You learn it. You didn't say Birchas HaTorah. You davened. You're after Krishma. Ain't Tzorich levorich. You don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. Why not? Shekvar Niftar be Ahava Rabbo. Ahava Rabbo can serve as a Birchas HaTorah. Zokt Rashi. Shekvar nifta b'ava rabba sheyesh bo me'ein birchas ha'toyra. Shetuchan ava rabba v'sein b'li b'ein olilmo de l'lame lishma v'lasa so l'kayim is called divei samu tosecho. It's a little t'chlam nechukir v'tzana. We don't have those words in ours. But so ava rabba is as a birchas ha'toyra. So if you didn't say birchas ha'toyra and you daven shachos basically, you said ava rabba, you don't have to say birchas ha'toyra. Okay. Lehalocha, they bring the Yerushalmi, that's only if you learned immediately after the davening, so I can't say Isaac over there, but it can serve as a Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, that's true. That's not. It's not clear. Until that Yerushalmi would say that way. The Yerushalmi says you have to learn immediately afterwards. It Rabbeinu Yoina learns, as if I state the Mishnah Berurah, it's like, Mishnah Berurah makes a Machlokes HaRishonim if you need Kavon. If I state in Rabbeinu Yoina, that's the Psha. What happens if Yerushalmi wants Alatar? You have to learn right away. Because that shows you meant it to be a Birchas HaTorah. He claims in the Rosh not to. He remains lahalocha with a machloikis in that. Where the ikavon will help you here. This is used in a pinch lamosh, like shu, you stay up all night, you stuck with Birchas HaTorah. This is one of the yetzes. That when you say, I have a rabbi, you know, have in mind, and then immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, whatever, learn something. Okay. Now, good. Omra Funo. This is a very interesting Gemara. Lemikra tzorich levorich. Chumish requires Birchas HaTorah. Ulemedrish ain't tzorich levorich. Rashi says Medrish is the Medrash HaChazal. Korv lemikim. Chilta, Sifros, Sifri, Medrash HaMikroyis. that doesn't get its own Birchas HaTorah. It sounds like the Birchas HaTorah, at least until the Gemara develops, is basically on the Torah Shebech Safra. This is just explaining to ourselves, it doesn't need Birchas HaTorah. Rebbe Lozer, I'm a Lemikru LeMedrash, because the Medrash is explaining the Pesukim. LeMishnei Tzorech Levorim, Meir DeGazach. Torah Shebech Peh, Be'etzem, which is Be'etzem, Torah Shebech Peh, doesn't need a Birchas HaTorah. Rebbe Yochanan, af LeMishnei Nami Tzorech Levorim. Aval LeTalmud ain't Tzorech Levorim. Because the Mishnah is somehow explaining the Torah Shebech Sav. It is a hooks up the Torah Shebech Sav. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. That's a step further. That doesn't need Birchas HaTorah. Mafla dikazach. You know, you ask us today, what was it? Ika Torah? Was it learning? Gemara? Shtei Tadofa. Gemara, you know, Birchas HaTorah. Rav Amenei, Nafla Talmud Tzorech Levorim. That's the way of Shtei Tzach. Dom Rav Chiya Barashi, Zimnin Sagiyin, Havukim Nekame. Many times, I was standing in front of Rav, listening to Pirkim B'Sifro. He was dealing us some prokim in Sifra de Merav. And have a magnum, Kamashi Yoda, Yuboruch, Maslam Pirkin. He said Birchas HaTorah. Now here we have to be very careful. This is a problem here, because what are we trying to prove? There's 20 gears in this Gemara, but look at the way Rashi has the Gemara. We're trying to prove that for Gemara, you need Birchas HaTorah. Where'd you prove it from Rav? What did he learn with us? Sifra de Merav. Rashi just said Sifra de Merav is Medrash. It's not Gemara. It's not proving what it has to prove. In most Achrayim say you got to change the gear. Those words have to go out. Because this story is quoted again on your Dalet Omer Beis. It doesn't say Sifra de Merav. It's just a ton of Pirkin, which would mean Gemara. Okay. My mevorech, good question. What's the birchas haTorah? Omer Rebbe Shmuel Ashkenazi says it's in the last of the Divrei Torah. Rebbe Yochanan Mesayim, boy, adds on Hochi. Harev no Hashem Elokeinu as Divrei Torah b'fi Sam Beis of Niyanach to send to the Yankel Beis Kol Yisrael Beis Kisechel Baruch Atu Hashem Lamed Torah Moisuv Rabbi Vuno Omer Asher Bocha Bodo Mikol Amim Venosalon as Torah Osay Baruch Atu Hashem Naisan haTorah. Omer Rafim Nuna Zuhi Mula Shebarachas Asher Bocha Bodo is the highest, the best Zok Rashi, because it has in it. That's what we do. We say all of them. The problem here was? You can say even that one. I say, okay. What's the hilkach? How many brachas are there here all together? There's a famous rabbeinu tam. This is not gay to us very much. I mean, Pashis read this three brachas. That's most understood. There are three brachas here. Ashkenazim say so. Harav no and Asher Bocha Bono. And the Rishonim said rabbeinu. One is Kenegin Mikra. One is Kenegin Mishnah. One is Kenegin Medrash. The problem here is that the brach of Harav no is a long bracha. Why doesn't it have a psichas baruch? So you'll tell me it's smucha to the one before, but the Tam holds in many places that you only say smucha when it's smucha to something with a chsima. But when you smucha to a short bracha like Ashkishan Mitzvah, you don't say that. So where's the baruch of a harev? Zot HaBeinu Tam, harev is not a separate bracha. No, it's part of the bracha before. Yeah, it's just one long bracha, and that's why we say viharev. Viharev, no. And that is our minig. You know, there are more paskins, the Mechaber says you have to say Baharav, it's one long broch. The Ramah says, Biki, you know, but Stoiv Lina, can we all do that? It comes an interesting question over there. Can you say Omen? Do you say Omen? You hear somebody say, let's do the last of the service. You say Omen there. If you say it's one long broch, you don't say Omen. If it's two broch, I think you should say Omen. So I can't say this. It depends on this Machalukah Sori Shoinim. Rabbi Netanya. Yeah, and then he also changes the end of the Gemara. Not in the middle of Kulu. There's no Kulu. There's only two. So I can't say, it's all over Shas. Can you say Kulu on two? He talk, it changes the Gemara. He'll hook the middle of Tavayu. What's the halacha? Do you say Amen over there? Is there a Chayim Paskins? You don't. Because we're going Vaharev. Rabbi Kevega says, well, see, that's our business. Most of the Rishonim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We just say Vaharev because we want to be Yotzer Rabbeinu Tam. Bika, we hold most. The Ramos says Bika. You don't have to say both. So you should say Amen. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, Mary Zav, what's the Matan? Say it quietly. As I say Mishnah Berurah. You should say it quietly. He doesn't know what to do with the Omen. The best Zach, they be let you quietly. Okay? As I Zog the Mishnah Berurah. What? Okay. Then you're stuck. Then you're stuck. The belt doesn't say Omen, but it's not so clear. Rabbi Kivega says you should say Omen. I don't see why not. What? Nobody will hear you. That's going to Omen. Yeah, say it quietly. No one should hear you. You know what I mean? When in doubt, do it out. You know what I mean? The gay salam, you avoid problems. What do you do then? And the belt doesn't say Omen. It's not so clear. That sounds not so clear. Damn, the Craig is here. Letter. He's very adamant you should say Omen. But okay. There are definitely enough people say you don't say Omen. What?
What do you mean that it's saying?
What do you mean Sanhedrin? Why does it look like that? So what? So Baruch HaRem Shalom Kenzavish Shavuot Avinu Ram Kabam 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 Kabam. That's not Baruch HaShem Boi Pira Goffin. That's a Baruch HaRuk. It has a Chesim as Baruch. Of course it's a Baruch HaRuk. It has a Chesim as Baruch.
What?
Of course it's a Baruch HaRuk. Why not? Why is it not a Baruch HaRuk? It's not a Shikshon Filtzion Lassel Gdiv Esoira. It's not Boi Pira Eitz. It's a Baruch HaRuk. It's a whole long spiel and then you say Baruch at the end. So you should have a Baruch at the beginning. So the answer would be smucha. Rabbi Natan happens to say you can't say smucha for short bracha. Okay. Tananos, Omlam Mamun and Tomer, we learned it not so long ago. Dan Shemishmar, that was early in the morning, didn't have time to say everything. So Baruchu Bracha Achas. What?
He only held that bracha. Each one of them had a different
one. No, but us. No, that's not true. That's not so clear. He learns, that's what he's saying. He learns Messiah boy, he was adding it on. He learns. Yeah, they was adding it on. Okay. No, needs both. Needs both. There's no such thing as a bracha just there. No such thing. Can't be. Has to have a beginning. Generally speaking, if it's smucha to something else, that is the beginning. It can't be a bracha just an end. It can't be such a thing. Be'etzah. All the ones you'll have is because... Okay, that's all these problems. We'll get to it. We'll get to all the problematic brachas. I mean, what do you do? Because they were once smucha to something else. Somewhere else they're smucha to something else. You know what I mean? It'll always be that way.
The smucha doesn't really help us. It's a chilek, it's one bracha.
No. No.
If you can't have a bracha, we can have a bracha.
No, it could be smucha. Is it smucha to Asher Gishon Sinal Zagud of Esayra? That's what Abeinu Tam says. Because Abeinu Tam says there's no smucha to a short bracha. Smucha only helps with the one before it is a long bracha and finishes with Baruch. You can't let Baruch HaShem get Baruch Priyak Gofen. Then there'll be a bracha immediately after it. That Baruch at the beginning can't suffice. Right. No. He added that on. They learn he added it on. After this, he said that. And it's a separate bracha. And it doesn't have a bracha, it's smucha to that one. But the Bein HaTam says there's no smucha when the first one is a shorty. So it must have meant he meant to just Messiah to add it on. It's one long bracha. So it should be with a vav. Omla Mamamuna to the Anshe Mishra. Birchu bracha as they were short of time. Make one bracha because Hein bracha. Koraser Sadibris. Shema Boim Shema Vayoyme. Ubarchu Esom Gimel Brachas, which Gimel Brachas, Emes V'Yatziv, Avoida Ritzei on the Avoida, Ubirchas Koinim, not on the Duchen Tois, that's why they just said it like we said it. Ubishabis Mosifim Brachachas L'mishma Yoytzei. They will explain everything. Now, that's my Bracha, which Bracha did they say? They said one of the Birchas Krishmas. Kihod Rebaba Revius Rebaba Igul Hawasu Bominai, my Brachachas, which one of the two Brachas did the Anche Mishma say? Did they say Yitzhak Moiris? Did they say Avarabu? Lahava be Yodai, you didn't know. Also Shailu La Rav Masna. Lahava be Yodai, also Shailu Rav Yudah. Omalu Hochem Ashmuel Avarabu. The Omer Ribzrik, Omer Rabami, Ribshim Ben Lokish, Yitzer Or. So it's a mach. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. There's a machloiki, see which one of the two Birchas Krishma did they say? It was a Yitzer Or? I mean, yeah, Yitzhak Moiris or Avarabu.